listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live on a Monday, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas, 200 Fox Sports radio stations. Coast to coast. What a day. This is one of those days on Saturday night you're thinking, I can't wait till Monday. And remember, being 6 o'clock Eastern, it's an advantage. One, it's the pregame show you always wanted, and it lets us get ready right before the games. But also, the advantage, we get to hear what everybody else says. And the daytime guys, Colin, Gottlieb, Patrick, they have their say. And quite frankly, we get to counter punch when it comes to Andrew Luck. And I got to tell you, I disagree with a lot of the stuff I'm hearing. Joined in studio here in Vegas, the pros who know, Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, Brad Powers, college football specialist. This week, first full week of college. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. Jonas Knox, day 3 of 4 on a well-deserved vacation. Let's get straight to it, except we've got a big announcement. A big announcement that's involved with FSR, involved with Straight Out of Vegas, and it's really exciting news. Philadelphia, obviously one of the biggest cities in the country, obviously a huge sports town. You want to talk about booing coming off the field? There might have been batteries flying in Philly. Gotta love the passion, right? And I mean, Fez, when you really think about it, is the story about Philly and booing Santa Claus? I mean, if there's any, I always believe there's one story that represents a man, a woman. You could say, tell that one story and you know that person. Philly as a city, as sports fans, it might be that story.
No one is excluded from the Philly scrutiny, RJ.
I think that is absolutely true. So here's the announcement. Starting now, literally, think about the MTV World Premiere music going on. Is on Fox Sports 102.5 FM in Philadelphia, 1480 AM. Fox Sports Radio is live. Literally, they decided to start the new Fox station with Straight Out of Vegas. And there could be reasons, I don't know, but here's what I envision it is. This is a station with a program director and afternoon host, Sean Brace, who loves gambling. In fact, he's going to be doing a show, a local show from Philly, in which it is called The Gambler. So we're going to look to have Sean on when we talk Eagles and other Philly sports, but they've got that show and pretty much otherwise all the Fox Sports Radio programming. We want to thank the VP of programming, Brian Check, and Vice President of Sales. Remember, sales, Fez, very important. And radio. I don't really think about it all that much, but the radio stations without good sales don't survive. Jeff Moore. And yeah, obviously, Embrace and Fox. And let's be candid. You can't possibly follow sports talk radio and not realize that Fox has a passion, FSR, for radio, for the content side. They do great with sales, no doubt. But the content side, the dirty secret in a lot of radio stations is they look at the talent, they look at the content as interchangeable, and it's a widget, like in a college class on finance, whereas at FSR specifically, unlike any place I've ever been, or even associated with, loves content. Scott Shapiro, one of the guys driving that here, and one of my favorites. By the way, last thing on this, there's a position called affiliate development, where when you have a big network like Fox, you got a guy and a team trying to find other affiliates. We started with like 190 stations. We're up to 200. We just add in Philly. Who does that kind of stuff? At Fox, there's a guy named Kurt Ketchmar. And you probably don't know the name, but that's the kind of guys behind the scenes that make things happen. And Kurt's been such a fan of the show. And to me, a supporter of the show straight out of Vegas. And to me, getting Philadelphia on an FM side and AM, huge accomplishment. And it shows you, I'm not going to cast aspersions at other networks, but my sense is that radio is a secondary thought at other networks, where it's, oh, this guy's on TV, let's let him do 3 hours on the weekend. Okay, that's fine. But the place where radio is king is FSR. That's why we are here on in Philadelphia. Now, Andrew Luck. Wow. I mean, first, let's just speak as fans, as sports fans, football fans. Where does this rank as shockers? Like, you always kind of dream, you turn on the TV and something happens that you can't imagine, right? Not anything bad, but like, wow, that 29-year-old quarterback retired, who is as good as anyone, some would say, in the game. I mean, to me, what is it? Michael Jordan retiring?
Yeah.
You know?
The first time, yeah.
The first time? I mean, what else is in the conversation? For shocking, like, if I would have given you, if I would have said, Brad, what's the odds? What odds would you give me? I want to get a little exposure. What odds would you have given me that Andrew Luck retires before Christmas? 200-1, 300-1?
Yeah, I was thinking 200-1 was the first number that came to mind.
Guys, you would have gave like 20-1, but if you had it, you had to give like good odds.
A true odd. I like Brad's 200-1.
Yeah. So this is like a OMG type thing.
Yep.
Right. And to me, in a weird way, it's so exciting. You know, as much as I do feel for the Colts fans, I do feel for Andrew Luck, let's start there, because I'll be honest with you. I feel like the thing I most disagree with is all of the brave, like he's going back for a fourth tour in Iraq. I mean, listen, the guy's made $97 million to date. In addition, and to me, this is the most underreported element. The Colts could have recouped, and this was pretty much on paper, where it wasn't a dispute as much as this is just the way contractually it is, about $25 million from Andrew Luck. And that was prorated bonuses, because when you take a bonus, the assumption is you're going to honor the contract. Colts said keep it. Now, listen, I don't know if there's any naked pictures or any of that. Let's assume there's not. That's $25 million the Colts is saying, keep it. Thank you. Now, thanks for your service. No pun intended. So now it's like I'm waiting for all the talk about how great the Colts are. Have you heard much of that, anybody?
No, not at all. Nope.
But if somehow, some way, they stick someone for $600K, because, oh, there's some kind of gray area, but the NFL team saying, we want this position, and the player says, we want that. And if the difference is $600K, and somehow, oh, the owner, the team, they're horrible, billionaires. You know, millionaires better than billionaires, that kind of crap. No, they're all got more money than almost any of us is ever going to have. They're all so rich, they don't have to ever think about money. If you've got $100 million, unless you're trying to buy Greenland, or unless you're trying to buy multiple jets, you don't have to. You know, the one jet's not enough. You don't have to even worry about money. It's almost like, you know, with a kid. So your boy Fez Johnny, he's how old?
He's 8.
And does he understand money? Meaning, if he goes up to the ice cream shop and says, "I want 2 scoops instead of 1," does he understand that costs more?
Absolutely.
And when did that start? Because most 8-year-olds don't understand that.
He wants to be a banker. That was his report when he was 6 on what he wanted to do when he grew up.
So let's say let's put this on the headline of unsurprising facts. Fezzik's 6-year-old boy wants to be a banker. The big bankroll, little Johnny Fezzik. All right. Most kids, it takes a while to figure out what money is. They just, mommy and daddy give them what they want. And sometimes they don't get it, but they don't connect that to money. Is it really that different from Andrew Luck? When does he ever say, no, we'll pass, we'll get the red-eye flight at a discount tomorrow? All right? Like, let's be candid. Almost all of us. All right? Fez, you make a great living. But that mansion and that yacht took some real money. That's a big percentage of your bankroll or of your, you know, earnings. And if you wanted to buy a jet, couldn't do it, could you?
I could not.
And to me, it doesn't mean Andrew Luck didn't deserve it. But the guy's been paid 100 sticks so far. And by through goodwill, 25 could have been taken back. That's a quarter. In theory, that's a quarter of the, I mean, just math, a quarter of the money he's earned. I don't know how much he has. He could have less. He could have more with good investments. His family's affluent. You know, but I don't think they're fluent like in the tens of millions of dollars, unless I'm mistaken, right? His dad?
No.
So, I mean, this that 25 mil is a huge chunk of money, both for any of us, but also for even Andrew Luck. So let's start with, hey, Colts, for whatever reason, PR, whatever reason they did it, net-net, it was a generous thing to do.
Absolutely.
Does anyone disagree?
Nope.
Fez, you look like you're disagreeing.
Well, I'm thinking about, they might still be holding out that they want Andrew Luck to play for them in the future.
Okay, but if that's the case, I'm not sure you pay him $25 million for not playing. Right? Yeah, I mean, to some degree, I get that if it was, hey, are you going to, you know, he actually has a VCR at home that he was watching tape on. Do you want to make sure to get it back? Maybe you say, let him keep the VCR. Right? I don't think you give him a, you know, $25 million. You know, I hear you. Listen. You could look at Mother Teresa. You can look at anyone who's the most altruistic, the most generous. Oh, that person's about the underprivileged, the people. But for them, they're gaining. Meaning, if there's no greater joy than helping a foster child, you know, enjoy Christmas, yeah, on the surface, the person who does that is doing for that kid in this example. But it's returning to them too, because that's what makes them happy. Now, some people like you, Steve Fezzik, what makes you happy is taking money from other people, for example, right? That's your great joy.
Well, taking it from the greedy casinos, probably. No,
but also, if you play poker and there's some, you know, as you do, and there's some tourist that owns a 7-Eleven in New Jersey,
they're going to give it away to somebody.
Exactly.
It'll be me.
And it's one of your great joys taking it, correct?
Yes.
So all the talking we've done since I said it, you just agree with me, ultimately.
Yes.
Why don't you just admit it? Is one of your great joys is taking money from strangers?
Yes.
See, and that's the thing.
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
Mother Teresa's great joy was helping the underprivileged. But either way, it was a joy. And, you know, for those who like philosophy, Ayn Rand has a book called The Virtue of Selfishness. And it's a real short little 120 pager in which it says, listen, everyone's selfish. It's just what they consider to be to their benefit is different. Some people, it's kind of generous. And for others like you, it's all about you. I'm RJ Bell. He's Steve Fezzik. So the Colts, whatever the reason, they gave 25 mil back to Luck. Now, the question is, what did Luck give up? And also, if you think about that question, it really speaks to not only money, but potential Super Bowl wins and the such. So here's the question we're going to go into break with. Think about the next 10 years. And think about if Andrew Luck had stayed with the Colts for the 10 years. And 39 is statistically about when quarterbacks are retiring these days, so 10 years is reasonable. The Colts were in a position to win a lot of Super Bowls potentially. I would make the case there's not many teams that you would have preferred as a Super Bowl team in the next 10 years, meaning how many Super Bowls would the Colts have won versus whoever. I make the case the Colts were right there in the top two or three teams that would have potentially won Super Bowls with Luck in the next 10 years. Think about your list And we'll get the list from Fezzik and Brad of those teams competitive with that Luck Colts team. We'll be back in a minute.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas. Jonas Knox, well-deserved vacation back on Wednesday. Right now, 200 Fox Sports radio stations, including Philadelphia, the world premiere of FSR in Philly. And that is on FM and the AM dial. Brad, when you were growing up, it was just AM for you, right? You'd sit out in the car, yeah, try to get Notre Dame games.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right? And yeah, you had the bat?
Well, yeah.
The little bat. When did you start batting?
1993.
Yeah. What age?
10.
What? What was the scenario that you were betting at age 10?
I was betting all my friends. Like
okay, but when did you start betting with a bookie?
Oh, I was like 16.
Oh, late bloomer. Yeah. 14. Fox Sports 102.5 in Philly, also 1480 AM, and also iHeartRadio app. Podcast, just search for RJ Bell. Also on Sirius every day. Sirius, foxsportsradio.com. We try to bring a little touch of Vegas to you each day. Right now on the Strip, it's 109 degrees. Clear skies, dry heat. The neon is crackling. We're back to Andrew Luck. Here's the question we left it with. And first, we did say, let's give the Colts credit. They gave back effectively $25 million. And I don't think fans tend to say, Yahoo, owners. But in this case, I think you got to, even an owner, people don't tend to like it, would seem. Controversial maybe is the better way to say it. A lot of consideration for services rendered by Luck. Now the question is, what services really? And we'll get into that because I think a skeptic could really question it. But here was the question. If Luck had stayed the course 10 years on the Colts to age 39, 10 more seasons, how many Super Bowls would you project the Colts would have won? Now think about that number and then say, which teams would you project to have a higher number? Because until we understand that the Colts, quite frankly, probably had their best team around Luck entering this season. Fez, would you agree with that?
I do agree.
So literally the best team they ever assembled around Luck was this season. So this, in theory, would be their best chance to win a Super Bowl, right, with Luck. Assuming he would have played a majority of games, which I guess we don't really know how bad. Do we know yet how bad the injury he has now is?
No.
Because during the press conference, he said, I feel like I'm back where I was, you know, a couple years ago where it might be the whole season. So it's like, wow. Now, again, maybe he misspoke. Maybe I heard it a little wrong. But if the whole season was at stake, that's a different story, at least in regards to this season and the team around him, obviously. Now, what is it that makes a team potentially winning a Super Bowl in the next 10 years? One is how good of a quarterback you got. So in a way, when I came up with my list, it was about young quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers? No. Brady? No. Also, what kind of institution, organization is it? Steelers tend to win. Other teams, the Browns, tend to lose. And I think you could make the case the coach really matters, especially if it's a younger coach. A Sean McVay, if he stays in Los Angeles with the Rams the next 10 years, versus if he left after this year, would drastically affect my opinion on the Rams' chance of winning Super Bowls in the next 10 years. I would make the case that you could make the case that the Colts with Andrew Luck the next 10 seasons were the number one favorite to win Super Bowls. I think that's a reasonable case. Now, on my personal list, the only team I would put above them is Kansas City. Mahomes, in my opinion, a better quarterback, a younger quarterback. So in year 6 or 7, Mahomes would just be hitting his prime if you just do the simple age math, whereas Luck's going to be hitting in that hypothetical, his late 30s and, you know, 37, 38. Most quarterbacks, especially ones beat up younger years, don't play as well. Big Ben maybe is what we're seeing there to some degree. All right. So Kansas City first. The other teams that I thought maybe could win a lot of Super Bowls in the next 10 years, I thought of the Browns. I mean, if Mayfield is as good as, let's just say this, Mayfield's rookie year was a certain level. If you look at all rookie quarterbacks, Mayfield would have been in that top, you know, 10%, 15%, I think, of rookies. If he stays on that trajectory of the top 10 or 15% of all these first-round picks, he'll have a Hall of Fame career. Not guaranteed, but Fez, I mean, if we had to say, will Baker Mayfield have multiple years in the top five or six quarterbacks where he during his prime, he's one of the five or six best quarterbacks, you'd have to say he's a big favorite to be that, right?
You know, I agree now, and I've come around. I had Mayfield's rating, frankly, too low earlier in the year. We talked about that, RJ, and if you look at where we can project him going forward, I agree. I think he becomes a top five quarterback.
Because now you got serious people after 1 year saying he's like the ninth best quarterback, the 10th, right? I mean, I've seen lists. So the idea that he'd grow enough to be top, I mean, he could, that's an interesting question. If I said, take any quarterback today, including the Clemson quarterback, if you want.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying is, who will be the best quarterback in 2025? And we would just go by consensus media. Is there anyone clearly better than Baker Mayfield for that bet? Because who else is in the conversation? Carson Wentz, right?
Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Trevor Lawrence, that was good.
Well, I mean, that's a question, though, right? He'd be like year three, I guess, or four. So to me, the fact that, and again, I think Mahomes would be the favorite, but is anyone clearly better than Baker for that bet?
Not clearly better.
And who would you even say?
You know, you could say Watson.
Yeah, dragging that leg behind him?
Yeah, because he's still going to be in the league and plus, health-wise.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You had Watson. Where's Watson on your list?
He's up to number 10.
But where was he before I started badgering you about it?
He was 13.
13. But all of a sudden, now, you know. A
couple more retirements. He'll be the top eight.
All right. So to me, again, the question is, what did Andrew Luck give up? And what we're seeing is not only a lot of money, and some people estimate that he would have made, if he played out his career, about $250 million. For a guy, I mean, if you look at today's salaries, it makes sense, right? $25 million a year is cheap, right? Dak is saying 30, forget about you, baloney on you. So for 30 times 10 is 300, right?
Yep.
Simple math.
Yep.
I mean, was Andrew like not going to make $25 million for the next 10 years?
Absolutely, he would have.
So he gave up a quarter bill, a billy as they call it, and he gave up maybe the best chance amongst any current quarterback of winning Super Bowls in the next 10 years with him and the Colts having would have been second on my list. Brad, what's your list?
I would have certainly had Kansas City at the top.
Let's go.
Followed
let's
by
go.
The Rams. And then maybe the Rams. Philly. Yeah, the Rams. I like McVay.
Okay. So let's think about this. When I think about the Rams, we have Goff, who people like to get excited about. But if you look at the stats, you look at the fact how much McVay schemes up the Rams, you look at without Gurley. I mean, I think Goff's an average quarterback. Fez, where do you got him on the list?
Yeah, he's number 18.
So below average.
Below average.
So you have a below average quarterback. You have, what is your over-under, Brad Powers, college specialist? What is your over-under for Gurley's yards the rest of his career?
Oh, wow.
Would you go, if I said, I'm just placing a number in my head. If I said 2,999, over-under.
Maybe under. I think that's a fair number.
Fez?
I'd take over 3,000.
Would you take, what would your number be?
3,800.
All right. So what we're saying is this a guy that
yards.
Might.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. You,
I want to get the bet out.
Let's get a bet on that.
Absolutely.
All right. So what we can do, and here's the thing, guys. If you're a new listener, if you're in Philly, it's really simple. If someone says something on this show, anyone else on the show can bet them on it. There's no just jibber jabber. It's cold cash over hot takes. Now, we only bet 100 a crack. Because the suits that Fox said, you know, if you guys are betting your normal amount, it will make people very uncomfortable, like driving home from with their kids from school. It's like, all right, we'll do the 100. But the pride of handing that 100, Fez, he starts sweating when he has to hand that money over. His wife, I mean, you had a bad streak, Fez, with some of these bets. Just the small ones we're doing, to the fact your wife came in and said, if you don't turn this around, I'm going to have to stop you from betting RJ.
Yeah, and she asked me about the $300 I pulled out of the ATM today to pay you for the trends on the preseason coaches that you've already locked up.
He has a mansion and a yacht. He has a boy that wants to be a banker. But somehow he takes $300 out of the ATM, and his wife is texting him with does she, like, get an alert whenever there's a transaction on the account?
I think she's got inside information.
Ah, my gosh. Maybe Johnny hacked into the computers. That's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. So that's a bet. So the over-under on Gurley you had at?
3,800.
Rushing yards, yards career. Yards. And once he has his first retirement, the bet gets paid. There's no way he might come back. All right. I kind of like your side, Brad. But in a way, I just baited you into going against the Rams.
Yes.
So you have Gurley, who, let's be candid, if they even could sign Gurley for half his current contract, everything's cut in half. You think they sign him?
I don't think so.
So you've got dead money to the degree that a guy who is the highest paid running back in the NFL, Todd Gurley, that you were willing to bet under a pretty modest amount of career rushing yards from here.
Yep.
And we all would have bet over that number immediately before the injury concerns, right?
Oh, yep. Of course.
So you've got dead money on the Rams. You have a below average quarterback. Hey, you got a good lineman, you know, and Donald, no doubt about it. But other than that, what do you got? You got a guy on a rookie deal that allowed the Rams to buy a couple good corners. You know, that obviously the second lineman with the Miami guy. Who am I thinking?
Sue.
Sue, yeah, is with or Lions in the Miami is Sue. But it's like Goff isn't going to be on this first deal much longer. So you're going to have, what's Goff going to get paid? More or less than Dak?
Probably more.
Those cornerbacks aren't getting any younger.
You're going to have a slight, literally a below average quarterback demanding 30 plus mil a year. Mm. I agree. My first thought was the Rams. And if Gurley were healthy, I would put the Rams on the list because I do love McVay. I don't think you can, Fez. Do you like the Rams there?
I had them number four, and I had three teams that I liked better than Indy.
So you agree Andrew Luck and the Colts had a better chance to win Super Bowls the next 10 years than the Rams?
I did.
All right. Who's on your list?
One KC, number two Philly, number three, and it's a close call, New England.
Okay. New England's absurd, all right? I mean, other than Tom Brady, if you look over, first of all, what's the over-under? There might be another bet here. What is the over-under for Belichick's years coaching from here in New England, with this being year one?
Four.
Okay. So you're saying you think there's four more years, so that might be two post-Brady, right?
Yes.
Assuming Brady plays one more. And again, who knows what Brady's going to do? You believe Brady is dropping off, like, off a cliff, like an actress in Hollywood on meth. It's like one day she looks fine, next day she has to play the mom.
I think, yes, that Brady is going to regress significantly.
I mean, you realize you have no choice but to say yes because you've been saying it on national radio.
Yeah, then I watched him play great last week, but that doesn't
matter. And you and I have a bet. Will Brady be one of the top 11 QBRs this year? And if it's 1 through 11, I win. If it's 12 or worse, you win.
Another bet you're likely to win.
But you think that you know, it was somewhere in that range that Brady is no longer a top 10 quarterback, is what you believe. You wouldn't put the number at 11.5 if you thought he was a top 10 quarterback.
I would not have.
Okay. So you got a, in your opinion, a 10, 11, 12, 13 quarterback who is dropping off very fast. You got, of the 10 upcoming years, Belichick would coach four of them, in your theory. And what else is it that we just love Sonny Michel that much?
It did look good last week. No, I love Belichick, and I love the fact that the AFC East.
So the four out of the 10.
Yeah, but the AFC East is so weak right now that New England
But if anything, in the NFL, what we know for sure is things ebb and flow. That the Browns are bad for a while, then they're going to be good. So if anything, you look at Miami, you look at the Jets, especially if you're a big Darnold guy, you got to get optimistic about it. And you look at Buffalo, you know. So I guess over a 10-year horizon, it's kind of foolish to say that the competition in a division is why you like a team.
But in the next 2 or 3 years, and that's the
this
real
is
win.
10 no. years.
I know, but the best chance for New England's the next two to is the
and,
next 3 years.
And that's your indictment. The next chance for the Colts right. with Luck is the next 10.
Yes.
Every year probably equal if the GM's as good as people think, if Reich's as good as people think.
And that's probably why I shouldn't have put New England on that list, but I did. I think I made a mistake.
And this is what Fezzik tends to do. There are two Fezziks. Because you know how some people speak about we and they only are talking about themselves? And it's the royal we, like the royal family in Britain says we when they talk about themselves. It's kind of like that with Fez, except he's got a good Fezzik and a bad Fezzik in his head. Now, do you know which one is controlling you at any given time?
It varies.
That you sometimes you know and sometimes you don't. Boy, that'd be scary. He comes in, his eyes are glistening. He's like he's making a sandwich, and he's got a knife in his hand, but it's one of those real sharp knives. It's like, why does he need a knife this sharp for a sandwich? I mean, I don't even want to. I'm kind of getting scared because what Fezzik does, he'll go, I'll go, who do you got as the second best team? He'll go, team blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but I think they're overrated. It's like, well, Fez, who made these ratings? Me. Then if you think they're overrated, why do you have them rated so high? Well, and you never really answer. Can you answer that question? Like, how do you tell me you think your ratings are wrong when they're your ratings?
Well, I can't.
But that's what you do. And I get it. He just says it wrong. What he's trying to say is there's part of me that sees a reasonable angle that would make this team lower, let's say. I didn't really give it a ton of credit, but I could see someone doing that and making sense. So I got him where I got him. But I feel ambivalent. I feel torn. That's really what you're saying, right?
And I think just a little recency bias for how well New England has done. Yes.
No, I'm just saying in general, when you do the famous,
yes.
you talk about how you disagree with your own ratings.
I have, yes. I've done the same, though.
That doesn't make it any better. No. I'm Steve Fezzik. That's Brad Powers. Wait, he's Steve Fezzik. There's also Brad Powers. I'm RJ Bell. In just a minute, we're going to talk about, and we've already established, Andrew Luck gave up a ton of money. Andrew Luck has given up a great chance to win more than a few Super Bowls. The question is, what did Andrew Luck deliver to Indy and the Colts? Maybe not as much as you might think.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're Straight Outta Vegas. I'm RJ Bell. Joan is back on Wednesday from his well-deserved vacation. Guys, we asked the question, and we've already established Andrew Luck gave up a lot of money, upwards of $250 million to finish the year, or I'm sorry, finish his career, most likely. And he only made, only, quote unquote, $100 million sticks. So, I mean, you think about it, just do the simple math, 10 divided by 35, Fez, is of the money he had to make in his career, you know, is less than 30% of it he had made up to this point. Does mm-hmm. that sound right?
Yep.
Now, you could say, hey, give me $100 million, everything's fine. You're right. You're right. No doubt. But still, not many people give up $250 million. And to me, that's something that deserves a minute or two, which is I do see the people who are praising Luck. I do agree in one way. Doing anything that's unconventional is hard. Because the people, especially in 2019, where everyone has an opinion about anybody that has any fame, I mean, Fezzik gets a ton of tweets about his haircut. I mean, you know, a lot of, actually, of all the things with Fez, that hair is like right out of central casting, right? It's hard not to like that hair on a 55-year-old.
Yeah.
You trade it, right, Brad?
Oh, any day of the week.
You wouldn't wear that Notre Dame ball cap every day, would you?
I wouldn't at all. I wouldn't wear ball cap.
You'd be letting that thing go. You'd probably have a string pink sometimes. Yeah. Like, who knows what it would be? I mean, Fez's hair is as thick as the rough at the British Open. look on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K. This guy, it's unbelievable. And it takes two, how many, when you go into the drugstore, how many different Grecian formula bottles do you need for one dying?
Oh, we need two.
It's two. And is this we, the royal we, or?
The wife does the double application.
Imagine if he's putting in his per diem, like he's doing something for, let's say, Fox on the TV side, and he's like, well, what do you need? And it's like, he's writing his stuff down. You know, I like M&Ms, no brown or whatever. And then finally, he's like, you know, hair dye, 2 bottles. The fact is, being unconventional is tough. And what quarterback has ever done this? Meaning we've had Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson. You could say some of the guys at the top of their game or near it retiring. No quarterbacks. And nobody that was, and again, Calvin Johnson, you know, a couple years down the road, just age-wise, no one that was going to make $250 million the rest of their career.
No.
So on one hand, I don't care if it's because he became some edgy religion that everyone kind of points at and says, that seems crazy, and he's going to go around with a shaved head at airports handing out literature or whatever. I don't care why he did it. The fact he did it is gutsy. So I disagree with a big chunk of it, and we're going to get into that next, but let's start there when it comes to him as a person. It's gutsy to give up $250 million. Doesn't matter how much you have. And it's gutsy to do something that no one's ever done. Doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. He believes in it. Because why else would you do something that hurts your pocketbook, causes you to be booed, rightly or wrongly, by your own fans, and you'd be the first to ever do it? You got to believe in it if you're going to blaze a trail. Andrew Luck obviously believes that this is the right decision for him. I give him credit for doing that over what people expect of him. That is always tough. When we come back, last segment, and we are going to talk about, would the Colts, think about this question, would the Colts take Andrew Luck all over again, given the givens, with that first pick? I say it's reasonable. The answer is no. Back in a minute.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas. Jonas Knox, day 3 of 4 vacation days. Well deserved. We're talking, obviously, Andrew Luck. So far, we've talked about Colts, very generous, $25 million. They didn't have to pay. They paid. Number two, we talked about let's give Andrew Luck a ton of credit in this regard, something that wasn't easy to do, something that gave up a lot of money, got him a lot of scorn, lost him a lot of fame, right? People get addicted to that stuff. He said, I'm doing what's right for me. Now, the question is, how right was Andrew Luck for the Colts? Because I really think it's a valid point to say that if the Colts would have kept Peyton Manning, because remember, Peyton Manning, as good a quarterback as we've ever seen. Regular season, for sure. Best. And he got hurt. He missed a year. And they said, bye-bye. Thank you. Here's your watch. And I think only Andrew Luck would have led to that. Whereas any other quarterback in the last, you know, 10 years, I don't think they send Peyton Manning packing. And the question is, was it the right decision? And we're not even asking, did Andrew Luck have a better career than Peyton Manning? Nope. Nope. But how good was Peyton Manning after Andrew Luck was drafted? Let's look at the playoffs. 5 wins for Manning in the playoffs, 4 for Luck. If you look at the touchdown to interception ratio, Manning, 5 more touchdowns in the playoffs. Again, after Andrew Luck. So this is with Denver. And Luck has 1 more interception. So Luck had more interceptions than touchdowns in the playoffs. Manning had 5 more touchdowns. 5 wins for Manning, 4 for Luck, and 2 Super Bowl appearances to 0. 1 Super Bowl win to 0. So is it Denver was so great? What was the record before? It was the Tebow team, right? Which was supposedly, you know, borderline below 500. And somehow, some way, Manning comes in, 2 Super Bowl appearances, and Luck, 0. I have heard Andrew Luck apologists for a long, long time. And the reality is that this guy, top quarter of the league? Yeah, but it was always wait, wait, wait. One day we're going to see the truth of Andrew Luck. I think we have. This is a guy that didn't love football. And I'm not saying football isn't hard. I'm not saying that if I had 100 mil, how hard would I want to work? That's all reasonable judgments. And I think it's fair to say he is doing something courageous because it is against the grain. But Andrew Luck didn't love football. Because if you love football, that's the type of thing where you have a plane crash and you work 3 years to come back to play a couple more games, Rocky Blyer style or whatever, though he played more games than that. I don't blame him for that, but I do think NFL teams undervalue what the love of the game really can mean when it comes to a career. Andrew Luck had all the talent, but that 99th percentile love of the game, I don't think he had it. We gave you the odds. We do every day. Next up, one of my favorite, the odd couple.